A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Starting next week, we are going to say the words of eternal life, and it's the response is the same. You may be seated. There will be 1,000 suicides in Indiana this year. Just in Indiana. Every year, Indiana averages 1,000 suicides. Of those who lose hope, nearly 80% are men. If you are a male between the ages of 18 to 34 in Indiana, suicide will be your second leading cause of death, right behind poisoning. The Indianapolis Star had an article in 2017 entitled, "Why It's Tough to Be a Youth in Indiana." Depression, failure, and hopelessness are three of the top six reasons that people commit suicide. Psychology Today reported that, and according to the report by the Indiana Department of Health, 95% of people who contemplated or attempted suicide showed signs that they were in trouble. But our niceness and etiquette caused us to not ask. Of the signs of suicide, feeling isolated, feeling trapped, feeling hopeless, and having no purpose are three. When someone talks about these things, when they talk about feeling isolated, when they talk about feeling trapped, when they talk about feeling hopeless and having no purpose, those are the signs that we should be looking for. I have more that I'll talk about at the end of this homily. And I'll give you a phone number to call in the United States. And I urge you to look up resources in your local area and us here in Northwest Indiana. So now, why would I be talking about suicide today when the passage from the Gospel of Mark is about healing? Well, I'm talking about suicide because I want you to get an idea of the plight of the leper who approaches Jesus. When I get done, you will know that to say that the leper approached Jesus is an amazing thing in and of itself. And it is mind-bending then to think of it. Lepers, according to what Bob read in Leviticus, were to separate themselves from the community. Leprosy was and is very contagious. Today we call it Hansen's disease. So back in the time of the Hebrew people, it was important to protect the community from disease. So the instructions for the leper were harsh, if I may say so. The leper was to tear their clothes. That means that they were to be considered dead to the community. They themselves had to declare themselves dead to the community by tearing their own clothes. Tearing clothing meant there had been a death in the family. Someone close to you. It was a sign of mourning for someone else. Imagine having to declare your own death, your own suicide to the culture. tear your clothing at someone was to say to them that they were dead to you. You had to declare your own death to yourself. Ouch. Lepers were to keep their hair disheveled or shaven. They're to cover their upper lip. If in the TV show The Chosen, they have the type of cloth that lepers had to hang over their mouths. It was a warning to others. And they had to cry out over and over again as they walked, "Unclean! Unclean!" Not that they're unclean. "I'm unclean. Stay away from me." This way, people could be warned to get away from them. And the leper was to live alone and outside of the camp or outside of the town. Talk about isolation, hopelessness, lack of purpose. It is the person who has experienced this kind of isolation that approaches Jesus, begging, "If you desire, you can make me clean." Imagine the response of the people in the community to this request. "Run for the hills! It's a leper!" To touch someone who is unclean is to become unclean, and you then have to do all the things that the leper had to do. It would not be in a person's self-interest to be near a person who was unclean. So this is the situation that the leper finds himself. Separation and isolation. Now, I'm only speculating, but it would seem to me that to be a leper would be a painful, isolating experience where a person would feel deep despair. Despair enough that they would want to die. Finding a person who would help you would be something rare indeed. Somehow, some way, we're not told how, the leper heard that Jesus was in town and he was healing. So under all of the aforementioned conditions, he leaves his isolation, comes into town, and approaches Jesus. Jesus shows us what kind of person he is. When the leper says, if you choose, you can make me clean, it is a statement of surety, not doubt. It is to this statement of trust and faith that Jesus turns and has pity on him and says, "I do choose." He has pity, not disgust, not disdain, not fear, not shock, not concern for his own self-interest, not revulsion, not negativity of any kind. He has pity for the one for whom there is no pity. What is it that you or anyone you know could do that deserves no pity? Jesus has pity on them. For those who feel like suicide is an option because they want to escape the separation, the isolation, the feelings of hopelessness and the lack of purpose, Jesus has pity on them. To have pity is to have compassion, and to have compassion is to have a sense of oneness, of personhood with the other. This is the Lord that we serve. This is the type of community we are building here at St. Raphael. In the larger church, we have a priest who has decided to minister to sexual offenders. He has created a community that takes safeguards to have a place where they can meet. Did you hear that? They are in danger when they meet. And then he has created a community in a space where they then are not a danger to the community. They have no children in that parish, for example. And then he offers them pity, compassion, and a chance to repent of their sins. Now, his bishop speaks of him often and speaks of him with admiration and pride. We are proud that he loves the ones for whom we cannot have pity. The lepers of our modern age. I admire that priest brother of mine. I do daring things as a priest. I'm not sure I'm up to doing that. That is a very extreme example, but think of this. The Lord has pity for sex offenders. What makes you think that He doesn't have pity for you? Are you one who lies habitually? The Lord has compassion on you in your foolishness. Are you one who has committed adultery? The Lord has compassion on you. Are you one who has not remained chaste in singleness? The Lord has compassion on you. Have you committed fraud, took money out of the till at work? The Lord has compassion on you. Have you been dishonorable to your family, your mother, your father? The Lord has compassion for you. Have you been jealous of your neighbor? Have you coveted his or her goods? The Lord has compassion on you. Have you struggled to be a holy person? The Lord has compassion on you. Of course, the purpose of that compassion, that pity of Jesus, is to heal the world and have us then live a new life. We are in a sad state of affairs, and He comes to renew us. So He, as a matter of course, heals the leper. And when He does, He unleashes one very happy man. He is a man who can now walk freely through the town. He doesn't have to stay on the outside. He can now be considered alive and not dead. He no longer has to yell, "Unclean! Unclean!" to everyone. He no longer has to live separately from all of his known humanity. Can you imagine the relief? It's to this man that Jesus says, "Don't tell anyone." Right? We chuckled because it's like Jesus says, "Don't tell anybody." And he goes, runs out and tells everybody. It makes sense now, doesn't it? How is it possible that he's not going to tell anybody? In this case, it's just not possible. The man told everyone. And when he did, it was Jesus who ended up on the outside of the town, isolated, unable to be with the community because of their self-interest. Here we have another story of Jesus raising someone from the dead and taking their place. It's amazing. What the leper got, everyone wanted some of that. In fact, that is how we ought to look at faith and inviting someone to our church. If our communities are following Jesus, people will want some of this. If we have compassion on the world like Jesus, people will want some of this. If we sought out those people without hope, without purpose, without community, people will want some of this. If we walk out of here and we have a smile on our face, and people talk to us about our church, and we have a smile on our face, people will want some of this. If we live our life in a kind and generous way, and they ask us why, we say, "I'm a follower of Christ. I go to the Church of St. Raphael the Archangel," or whatever church we go to for those listening on the podcast. People are going to want some of this and that. We are not forming communities of faith around Jesus Christ to be served, but to serve. We come. We trust He will heal us. We are healed. We rejoice. We tell others. Heal, rinse, repeat. Heal, rinse, repeat. Heal, rinse, repeat. Heal, rinse, repeat. We trust that He'll heal us. He heals us. We rejoice. We tell others. Heal, rinse, repeat. There is no one who is as worthless as a leper who wasn't worthless to the Lord. That is a message that we can take to the world. May God bless the preaching of the gospel in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I told you that to look for the following signs of depression in those around you, please. If you find someone talking about wanting to die or to kill oneself, if you find someone looking for a way to kill themselves, if you find someone talking about hopelessness or having no purpose, that's a sign. Talking about feeling trapped or bearing an unbearable pain, or being in unbearable pain, that's a sign. Talking about being a burden to others, that's a sign. Increasing the use of alcohol or drugs out of nowhere, that's a sign. Sleeping too little or too much, that's a sign. Withdrawing or feeling isolated, showing rage or talking about seeking revenge, and lastly, displaying extreme mood swings. If you see any of these signs, or you feel any of these signs, it is okay to ask the following questions that will break the cycle and break the pattern. Are you going to hurt yourself? You can ask that. That is not out of line. Do you not want to be here? That's a great question to ask. Do you have a plan for this suicide? Do you have a plan to kill yourself? That's another great question to ask. If they're planning, they need help immediately. But studies show that if you ask one of those questions, and you show an interest, you can actually reverse the cycle, put a pause in the cycle so that it doesn't continue to roll downhill. You may very well save a life. If you see any of these signs or you feel any of these signs, call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255.